Blog Talk Radio.
This is Larry Elliott, Blog Talk Radio. We actually have a very interesting guest this afternoon. We would like to talk about something that actually can change the lives of many people. Larry Elliott broadcasting from WFYT, Nashville, Tennessee. We have a very interesting guest that's going to be joining us here shortly, and he's going to be talking about something that I think that we all need to know about, and that's personal transformation. You know, that a lot of times what happens is that we follow the descriptions that life offers us, and we feel bad about ourselves. We do not actually reach our capabilities, but Mr. Gil Magno today will actually show us and teach us exactly how to do that. He has a very famous course, which he calls sometimes the infamous course, the number 5 course. And I want him to tell us a little bit about himself, what he does, and how he can actually bring the best out of any individual, regardless of their circumstances. Gil, are you there?
I'm here.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How about you?
I am doing well. Gil, I'm here to tell you, I am so intrigued with you and your work. You have helped so many people overcome certain things in their lives. It can be phobias. It can be whatever the case may be. But I really want to jump into this, and I want our guests to give us a call at 347-205-9429, or you can email us here live on the chat line at Elliott21US@yahoo.com. That's ELLIOTT21US@yahoo.com. Gil, let's jump right into this because it's a lot of information here we have. I want you to tell me, what is your course all about, and really, what is self-transformation?
Okay. Well, first of all, I am a vocal coach, and I've been doing that for years, too many years. And one thing I started noticing is that you can have a great voice, can be a good singer, but unless you are free inside, free psychologically, psychically, you will not come out. The voice that comes out has to have the expression of that inner self. If that inner self is jailed, it can't come out, then you're not going to make headlines. So as a result of that, I then kept going more into the area of self-transformation, and then I created the course, which is the famous, or I call it the infamous, course number 5, which handles just that. It transforms the person in about 4 or 5 months completely. And so his whole life gets looked at. He becomes actually a different being. I wrote this course, and I'm still dumbfounded at the results. People come in here, their lives are falling apart, and within a short time, they're doing things. They start finding their purpose in life and going on from there. So that's basically
what it is. Let me ask you something here. A lot of people have a lack of confidence. You know, they may have problems with other people, and really they have a lack of purpose in life. Now, how can your course actually help a person? Because a lot of people now are a little bit depressed, a little bit down. They lost their job. They lost their home. And they really don't know how to deal with what life has to offer, and they actually have lost their purpose in life. How can this course actually help?
Well, first of all, there are many things involved here, but first of all, our society didn't develop with self-improvement in mind. In other words, we're living this life on this planet, but we don't know why the cause of the life. What is the life for? That's the first thing. That's delving into the area of metaphysics, and the person is obliged to find out what the hell he's doing here. That's the first thing. So Then comes this business about confidence. He goes to a seminar. These seminars, weekend seminars, are supposed to change you. Well, you can't change anybody in a weekend. It takes a lot more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And they teach you to go around and shaking hands and smiling and all of that. No, it has nothing to do with confidence, nor personal magnetism. The name of the course, by the way, is Self-Transformation Through Personal Magnetism. In personal magnetism, you're a quiet Superman. You're quiet, you see things as they are, and as a result of your understanding and production, your self-esteem goes up. And this is the beginning of confidence, is your self-esteem. You are, in other words, you are good for yourself. You're not afraid of yourself, you're in love with yourself, but not in an ego, not in a, not in an inflated way, but for real.
Egotistical, I guess, right?
Which?
Not in an egotistical way.
Right. Correct. Yeah. So, the person develops and his self-esteem goes up and automatically becomes confident. That's all. And then as he is confident and as he is seeing things as they are, as he engages the third aspect of the square deal, which is being totally in the present through perpetual observation, he begins to see that the world is living a whole bunch of lies. So he proceeds to eliminate these lies. Of course, he keeps his mouth shut because others will think he's crazy. But as he sees all of these lies, he straightens those lies within himself, which is the second point of the square deal, which is eliminating and unburdening oneself of the lies existing in the workaday mind and the subconscious. As he does this, it becomes more powerful, and he becomes a pleasant being. He's happy with himself. That's basically
what he's talking about. Interesting. Gil, I find that to be interesting because a lot of folks in this society that we live in has been told that they cannot do certain things. You will not succeed at this because of your sex or your race. Or you can't do this because. So what this course that you have developed, the infamous course number 5, it actually helps people to eliminate all of that garbage and baggage from their life. Am I correct?
Correct. And once they do, they don't go around believing in the state of the economy and all this doom and gloom stuff. These are all passing things, you know what I'm saying? So
that's wonderful, Gil. I'm just so intrigued by this. It's because, number one, and I'm going to get to it. We got a chat question here that somebody wants to ask, and I'll give that to you in a few minutes. But what actually intrigues me about this is that people really, a lot of folks are walking around and really do not know who they are. They live in the life of somebody else, and most of the times that's based on somebody else's values, and the person that's living this life is miserable. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. That's the one of the big problems. We were taught, and me included, we were taught all kinds of garbage and all kinds of things that are lies. And then once we begin to eliminate all that, then we begin to know who we truly are, where we're going, what we're doing on Earth here. It takes a great deal of thinking, I refrain from using the word meditation because the people have the wrong concept of meditation. Meditation doesn't mean you sit down and contemplate your navel. Meditation means you sit down and think. You have a mind, therefore you think. You look at a plant and you say, how come that plant is growing? What is it making it grow? And all of these things, that's meditation. Not this other lies concerning meditation. But you use your mind and your questioning ability to find out about what life is all about. And I'm not saying that I know what it's all about, but I certainly know enough for me to be able to do whatever is necessary to make life pro survival rather than counter survival.
That's interesting. This is Larry Elliott, WFYT, Blog Talk Radio, 33 million listeners strong. You are on the air live streaming with a great person with a great innovation here, Mr. Gil Magno from Coconut Grove, Florida. Gil, we have a question here that a young lady would like for me to ask you, if that's okay with you.
Okay, sure.
She wants to know, she's been brought up in a very traditional religious setting all of her life, and she tells in this particular question that this, she feels, actually has, maybe slowed her down in a lot of the things that she wants to do. And the main question here is, can religion really stop folks from prospering and really finding out who they really are deep down inside?
Can religion stop? Is that the question?
Yeah. She said there are a lot of things that she wanted to try in life, but based on her religious belief and values, it stopped her from doing that.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, Larry, one of the biggest problems that we have is mysticism. And I'm not talking
mm-hmm.
about the authentic mysticism of the past. I'm talking about perverted mysticism which is based
okay.
on lies. And this is one of the biggest problems we have, because we were brought up with certain mystical ideas from the church. And now, of course, the church is a good thing, but the church has not done enough research. They just read one thing from the old books, and then they say that once a week. And it takes
mm-hmm.
a lot more spirituality than just churchy stuff in order to,
mm-hmm.
to go forward. So it is true that in many respects, what you learn through religions do prevent you from moving on. Now, I'm not blaming
mm-hmm.
religion. I wish we had more religion, but in a way that is dealing with true things that give results, not little stories that were made for children many, many years
mm-hmm.
ago. So
mm-hmm.
The best religion is the religion of self. Going within yourself, all truth is there.
I see. Gil, I understand and notice, too, that you have some books out that's very, very informative that has helped a lot of people. I looked at your website, and I did some research when I was preparing for the show, and I would like to read this from Elizabeth Potter. She's in Miami, and here's what she says about you, Gil. She says, working with Gil has been a great experience. Going from slouching most of my life to having an impressive
posture. Oh, that's
posture.
Elizabeth Potter. Yeah, I recognize.
Yeah.
Remember.
Yeah,
she's.
And this is great.
Yeah,
you
that's
know, this is wonderful.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, she says from being modest and insecure to being outgoing and showing her feelings and self assertiveness. Now, Gil, that is wonderful, because see, this particular person was probably doubtful. And she didn't assert herself, but once she got into your teachings, it actually changed her life. And this is the reason why I want my listening audience from all over the world to get in touch with you, because you have some wonderful information that's life-forming, self-transformation. This is what we need in our society today. Now, Gil, if you would, please give us a contact number, website, email, for our folks can call you and contact you.
Yeah, well, phone number is area code 305-447-8660. The email address is gilmagno@magnoart.net. And the website is the website is gmagno.com.
gmagno.com. That is great.
Right.
Now, tell me a little bit, Gil, if you would. I think that you wrote or you affiliated with a concept here that has 561 concepts. And
yeah.
Basically, I'm telling you to blow your mind. Tell me a little bit about that so our audience can know more about that.
Yeah, that's a small book. It's just a collection of 561? I forgot.
mm-hmm. Yeah, 561 concepts, and that's great. Yeah.
Right. Those are concepts that have discovered for myself through the years, and I finally put them together into a small book. And most of these concepts are replacements for the lies existing in our society, and they really open your mind right up. Yeah, that's a little book called The Secret, but not the secret we know of, the one that's made very popular. This is, when I published this book, the other secret didn't exist yet. Well, they existed,
so
but
you
it was
had
not...
The speech.
I'm sorry?
Gil, you had The Secret even before The Secret, my friend. I said, I want to get a copy of this book, and I actually want our listening to what you should get a copy of this too, because it's just wonderful. It's something that you actually can put in your briefcase or your purse and take around with you to make you a better person. Now, let me ask you something, Gil. Why are so many people unhappy, and what is happiness?
Well, because of the lies. See, look at this. How do you know a lie is a lie? In order for it to be a lie, it has to have any difficulty has to have a lie in it. If it doesn't have a lie in it, then everything runs smoothly, because that's how you know for yourself whether something is truth, or a lie. If it's truth, it will work. If it's a lie, it doesn't work. You don't have to have scientific proof, and everybody's hung up on the proof of science. Like, it's simple. Life is not very complicated at all. It just... There are complicated instances, but for the most part, life is simple if you decide to live a simple life. And you apply things for yourself, and you watch the results. You invoke the third part of the square deal, which is being totally in the present to perpetual observation. But, you know, we're living in a society that we're just observing the dollar all the time. And there's nothing wrong with money. Don't misunderstand me. But that's all people think about is the money and the gadgets that they can buy with it. But there's I can guarantee anyone that studies these things that there is a world, an inner world of contentment and happiness. You don't have to be dancing up and down, jumping up and down all the time. But there is a basic standard harmony within oneself as he becomes simple, discovers who he is. You know what I'm saying?
So I guess, Gil, what you're telling me then is that life is a simple process in this present society if we choose to make it simple.
Yeah, yeah. You can choose to make
it so simple.
Or even if you don't choose it, the fact is, it is a simple matter. It's a simple, but we've made it very, very complex. I mean, everything is so complex. Well, you know what? I don't even have a cell phone. Well, I'm lying. I do have one that I keep in my car just in case there's an emergency. But all of these little complexities, oh, my God. You know, simple, man. Find your purpose in life, engage in that, then align it with the purpose of life itself, which you have to discover, and you automatically have a wonderful, smooth, simple life.
Well, you know, Gil, this is interesting. This is the reason why my listening audience need to actually engage in this course, Self-Transformation Through Personal Magnetism, the famous, as he calls it, the infamous course number 5. Now, Gil, this course that we're talking about here, and I like that, infamous, I like that. But, Gil, this course that we're talking about here, how do people, how can they take the course, how can they get involved in the course, and how long is the course?
Okay, anyone can sign up. They usually call, ask a few questions, and then they come in. And I give them a little test in the beginning to see if they really are serious about it. Some people come because maybe the guy came because his wife told him he should come over here and get his head straightened. It doesn't work that way. No, it doesn't work that way at all. I'm not a psychiatrist, and thank goodness I'm not, because all they do is give drugs and all of that. And so, you know, I check him out to see if he's really interested. And then he gets the textbook, which is my book, 8.5 by 11, 275 pages, called Developing Confidence in Personal Magnetism. That's the textbook that we use, but then he gets also a class booklet that contains everything that we're going to do, one after the other. We begin, this whole course has approximately 161 actions, which, depending on the student, can be done. If he's taking one class per week, it can be done in about 4 months. If he's taking two classes per week, it can be done in about 3 months or a little less. A lot depends on the student. We start off with the second aspect of the square deal, which is unburdening, which means that we go, using EFT, I handle all present time problems. EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques, as promulgated by Gary Craig. Actually, it's based on a discovery by Dr. Roger Callahan. And this, we clean up all the present time problems. Then we go into sentence completion, go through the whole life of the individual. This sentence completion is based on the great work of Dr. Nathaniel Brandon. I had several sessions with him over the phone. He is a great philosopher, a great psychotherapist, very, very good. And so we do this first, then we begin going into how you can use the voice itself, not in singing. Ben, for example, like, I never talk if I can't get the other person's attention. They have to give me 100% undivided attention. Now, people don't do this. They just gab for hours and say nothing. So this is one of the first principles. Then we use the principle of consonant dams. We used to use power in the voice. This is a complex personal magnetism law, so I'm not going to get into it. But we use that, and we use many other things. Anything, things that I've discovered through the years that they're just produce amazing results. And that's what the course is all about.
That is wonderful. It's a life-changing experience. And I highly, highly recommend that you get in contact with Gil as soon as possible. And the people down in the Miami Coconut Grove area, you know, hopefully that you will be able to hear some things on the radio and TV of what Gil is doing and the accomplishments that he has already made, but even more importantly, the things that he has in the future. Gil, we got about 7 minutes. We could talk for 3 or 4 hours on this because I am so fascinated with this. We have another question here, and this is from a young lady by the name of Tammy Anderson. Tammy is in Maine. What she wants to know, how can a person really take full control of their life and be the owner of their own life and not try to satisfy everybody?
Yeah, that's a very good question. However, it cannot be answered in one sentence, because it involves many things. The course number 5 addresses all of that. However, I can give her a few pointers out of the square deal. Now, I use the square deal for instances of this type where they're not taking the course number 5, because it's quick and to the point. But the first thing you must do, Annie, is implementation of honesty with self and reality. Just be honest with yourself and the reality that you see in front of your eyes. The second one is begin unburdening all the lies existent within yourself. You can do this very easily by using the several books that I use by Dr. Nathaniel Brandon. One of them is The Art of Self-Discovery, and that's very, very good. You can also order my book, The Developing Confidence and Personal Magnetism. Goes into this quite a bit. And the third point is being totally in the present moment, observing everything, the consequences of your actions. And then go ahead and discover your purpose in life, and you should be quite a few miles ahead.
This is fascinating, because a lot of folks do not understand their current situation. I love what you say. Be honest with yourself. And so many people are not honest with themselves, and they need to be. And this is the reason why they need to contact you. Gil, if you would, give us your contact information once again, because I want people to contact you. We've got about 5 minutes left in the show. You still have time to call in at 347-205-9429 or email us on our live chat line, as many of you have done and still doing, at elliot21us@yahoo.com. So, Gil, give us your contact information once again, sir, if you would.
Yeah, its phone number is 305-447-8660. The email address is gilmagno@magnoart.net. And the website is gmagno.com.
Wonderful. This is Larry Elliott, WFYT, Blog Talk Radio, 33 million listeners strong worldwide. You know, one of the things that I feel that a lot of folks need to understand, I guess, at an early age when they're rearing children, if a person actually teaches their children at a young age the concepts that you are talking about today, well, it appears to me that that would free a child up from a lot of the negative things that they have to go through later in life. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, absolutely. I think I give my father, who I consider a genius, and he
mm-hmm.
brought me up with all of these values. And
mm-hmm.
However, there's something even better, which I don't think it's possible to do, but instead of teaching the child, just keep them away from the lies. And the child, right, and the child would develop with the truth, because the first 3 years of a child's life is totally directed, protected, guided by spiritual forces. So if you keep him away from the lies, but of course that's very, very difficult to do. So to answer your question, yes, they give him good values. Tell them little mm-hmm. stories that bring all this out. And that's what my father did with me. He gave me all mm-hmm. of these little stories about everything that just made me interested in all these things. And yet I still went wrong in my teens. Not went wrong, but I mean I followed the regular mores of the present society. And then I discovered they're all lies. And so I changed
mm-hmm.
myself. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we have less than 2 minutes on the air here. And this is a very important question from a gentleman by the name of Adrian Jones. I guess it's a gentleman, Adrian. I guess that could be female as well. But Adrian writes here, what are the lies? What are the lies? What are the lies?
What are the lies? Oh, ho, 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 ho.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to go into that because every time I do, I get in trouble. Yeah. No, lies, you'll know, you'll find out. You start asking yourself, what are the lies? And you'll see. Well, I can tell you one of the lies because it's very general. This whole society is geared at trying to get as much money as possible from the other person without giving any value. That's a lie. And it shouldn't be that way. All you have to do is switch that around. What can I give that is going to help society, help the human beings? And then they come to you and give you money because they're happy with what you said. So that's the thing, yeah.
That's probably one of the biggest lies, because you see that in government, you see that in business, you see that all
everywhere around
sometimes.
Everywhere.
Yeah, you do.
Everywhere. Yeah, smoking,
you really do.
Smoking cigarettes is a lie. Fortunately,
mm-hmm.
they don't advertise cigarettes anymore, but in the old days, everything was all cigarettes. Taking drugs, these are lies. Fighting drugs is a lie, and it's not going to do anything. It's going to make it worse.
Right.
Oh,
yeah, we have about 52 seconds left here. This has been, I really don't think we got the tip of the iceberg, Gil. We're going to have you back, because you have such great information, and you're so intriguing yourself. Gil, in the near future, I want to get you back on here, and I want to tell the folks there that's listening to us throughout the world, particularly in the Miami area. We're going to podcast this interview, and we're going to put it in directories where you will be able to find Gil and the work that he does. Gil, so you think we may be able to get you back? We've got about 10 seconds here.
I'd like to come back, sure.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Gil, for your time. You have been so intriguing with us today. This is Larry Elliott, Blog Talk Radio, 33 million listeners strong. We want to thank Gil for his service and also for you for listening. Have a great, great day and a
you
great
too.
Life.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.